Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Our guy Barstool Nate will be on the program tomorrow. He just posted a blog. You want me to read the headline, B?
I guess.
Jaden Daniels' first NFL win, being the product of 7 Austin Seibert field goals, will be a fun story they tell at Jaden's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That sounds like a Nate Dogg headline right there.
Yep.
We've talked nothing but the Commanders' big win yesterday for 3 hours. So we're going to take a brief pause and look just around the NFL on the whole yesterday.
Yes.
Jeff, are the Ravens still your second team? Because generally you jump ship when the second team doesn't do so well. The Ravens are now 0-2, and they lost at home to the Raiders yesterday. So, Jeff, are you back on the Chargers as your second team?
Yeah.
Because they're 2-0. It's hard to keep track of your second team.
No, my second team, they have until probably about week 8. If they're looking like us, depending on how we're looking, if we're looking bad and my second team is looking bad, yeah, they get kicked to the curb.
So
basically, you just repeated what he said.
Yeah, it's
that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, but it's week 2. I'm not going to kick them to the curb right now. But week 8, yeah, I ain't going to lie, JP. The second team has no loyalty. It's whoever I want to cheer for at that moment. So I'm still going to get them some time, but.
Just like that meme, holding the Ravens' hand, but the dude is looking at the other girl walking past him, and that's the Chargers.
That's exactly what I am.
And this is for your second team.
Well, yesterday, he was looking straight ahead.
Yeah, he was yesterday.
Relax. Relax.
All that toughness didn't work yesterday.
B-Mitch, what is most surprising to you? The Raiders, with a comeback late against the Ravens in Baltimore, New Orleans going to Dallas and just shellacking them.
New Orleans.
Or the fact that Arizona put up 40 on the Rams.
Aaron Donald is no longer on the other side.
Okay.
So I'm going with the Saints because, listen, you and I had a lot of discussions about Carr and the Saints, and I did not see that. They could have won the game, but I did not see them beating them from start to finish like they did.
So I'm going to tell you one thing.
Then again, it's Dallas. So I probably should expect it.
Yeah, but, I mean, last week it was the Panthers. Through 2 games, I mean, the Saints have the most points in the NFL, 4th most yards. I mean, they are just on fire, honestly. Now, the Panthers, a lot of it was self-inflicted. But Derek Carr, through 2 games, is completing 77% of his passes. He's got 443 yards and 5 touchdowns against 1 pick. Mm. He's got a 96.2 QBR. Think about QBR is out of 100. What's the percentage chance you're giving your team to win? 96.2% chance for your team to win. Alvin Kamara, total yards from scrimmage through 2 games, 290 with 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, 4 yesterday. Yeah, 3 receiving and 1 receiving. I mean, 3 rushing and 1 receiving yesterday.
This kid, Rashid Shaheed, has 2 touchdowns, just connects on bombs. How real is this Saints team? 2-0 is 2-0, man.
I know, but a lot of people, I talk to my guys every day, we have like a little text thread. They're not completely sold just yet.
What does it take for a quarterback that's never really hit it like that for people to fully buy?
It's going to take more than 2 games. You have to keep doing it. He doesn't have to play that well the whole time, but he's going to have to show them because normally his stuff starts coming right around when you start praising him. That's when he starts to say, hey, I finally woke up. I was dreaming.
Going to Dallas is a tough place to play. Those Texans get loud.
Yeah, but if you get up on Dallas just like any other place, they will be quiet too.
So New Orleans 2-0 start. Eagles play the Falcons tonight. They get the Eagles on Sunday at home. Something to consider there. If New Orleans could get to 3-0 with wins over the Cowboys and the Eagles,
people might start believing in
it. It starts to get pretty legitimate. And last year, I think they were 8-9, right? It's not like they were that far off. They were playing good defense. They've had, yeah, they were 9-8 even last year. Pardon me. They changed offensive coordinator. They got Clint Kubiak, who's obviously Gary's son.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Niners staff with Shanahan's. I'm calling my shot now. Clint Kubiak, set to become the new Ben Johnson, the new hot offensive coordinator that everybody wants.
You're maybe, not really going that far out on a limb.
Not much
that.
Of a limb there. That's correct.
I mean, if he can take a Derek Carr-led team to score 44 points, that guy's a miracle worker.
He should get a job.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. New Orleans, man. Damn. Listen, I have Kamara in fantasy.
So see how it can happen? It can happen quickly. Just got to have the right belief.
Now, everybody's going to be like, man, New Orleans came out of nowhere. No, they won 9 games last year. They were over 500 last year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the Raiders, dude? They're 0-2. Or the Ravens, rather. 0-2.
Well, they lost to the Chiefs yesterday. And as I was just talking, I forgot the other kid name, talking to him in the kitchen, he said, man, we got that problem. We get up double digits on people, and then we get in the fourth quarter, and we just sit back like the other team going to stop playing. And the Raiders didn't. And they give people chances, and that's why they lost that game.
Yeah, and I think offensively, Lamar not that accurate. Again, 21 of 34, 250, had a touchdown and a pick. Ran the ball, nothing crazy, 5 for 45. Derrick Henry, 18 for 84 with a touchdown. Zay Flowers was pretty effective. But, I mean, the best offensive players in this game, I'd say, were Devontae Adams and Brock Bowers. Mm-hmm. They kind of put the game on their back. I think it might say more about the situation than about these teams, frankly. I think the Ravens might have had some level of hangover, carryover from losing to KC in the opener when likely lands with just a toe out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And I think the Raiders were absolutely desperate after getting their clock cleaned in the opener at home. But, dude, I mean.
I'll say this, Jay. The Ravens, we've seen them start and have situations, and they get it together. Okay? The Saints, on the other hand, over the years lately, haven't really been getting it together. We'll see who's what.
I'm with you. Like, when we get to power rankings on Wednesday, it's going to be pretty fascinating to look how it all shakes out. Like, I'm not – they're 0-2. I understand that. There's 15 games left. I'm not counting out the Ravens by any stretch. But, Bryant, they're up 10 with 12 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, 23-13, and then they give up 13 straight to the Raiders, who aren't exactly a juggernaut.
Yeah, but I said this on Friday. You're playing a professional football team.
Sure.
No matter what you think about them, and if you get overly confident, you get complacent, you stop going, any one of these teams will come back and beat you.
All right, I want to talk about the Jets, and I want to talk about the Cardinals, but before I do it, caller number 10, right now, you win 2 tickets to Caps 50 Fest. Join the Capitals for 50 Fest featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps 50th anniversary on Thursday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Caps 50 Fest will have over 60 alumni in attendance, the Caps' current roster, photo opportunities, entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. Tickets are only $19.74. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Landfill, that event sounds awesome.
You should go.
I might. I need to understand.
If you say he might, we know he's not going. Stop lying to the people.
What do you think the chances are of me actually going?
You're not going.
Zero.
I'm not going to say no chances.
0.000.
I think it's higher than that. I liked Third Eye Blind in high school. I don't know that I've ever seen
it. I'll give you something higher than that. 1.1%.
All right. Thursday, October 10th, I'm going to check my calendar before I say anything stupid.
You better call and check Lauren's calendar before you say anything
stupid. Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, Thursday, October 10th. Looks quasi-open, and we're not traveling much in October.
You know how many times we heard that, Jeff? And then he don't show up?
Well, I don't. Are you guys going with me to this event?
No, I'm not going. I'm not sitting up here playing the game.
I got a solid 25% chance I go.
Yeah, okay.
Landfill, what? Come on, man. 1 in 4 shot.
What percent chance you stay the whole time?
Well, that's that's an entirely different conversation, sir.
It's a 1% chance.
I go 0.
Well, the last thing I went to, I stayed the whole time. I don't remember what it was, but when we were in Tampa, I stayed at that bar later than you did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I was smoking cigars. You didn't see me. I was over there watching you when I walked out.
I was there
late. You weren't that longer than me.
Well, you weren't at the bar area. No, you stuck in some VIP area.
No, we moved over to smoke cigars. Can't smoke a cigar right there in that bar area. We had to sit down by the water.
I was out plenty late in Tampa. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah.
You got home by 11:35.
Nah, man.
Okay, 12:02.
Maybe. Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr., they got out early and went. Now, there was some concern that Harrison did nothing in the opener. Oh, my gosh, is he not the real deal? 4 catches for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns.
But he had that in the first half.
For a rookie. He had it in the first quarter.
But in the second half, what happened?
2 touchdowns in the first quarter.
What happened to him the rest of the way?
I'm just
asking the question because, he's good. And if that defense had to take him out, they had to take him out. But
he had 2 touchdowns and 83 yards.
In 3 catches.
In the first quarter. Yeah. And he finished for 130.
Yeah.
Kyler looking good. James Conner ran the ball well. The Rams, I think, could be in some trouble. They have a lot of injuries to their offensive line. Puka Nacua got hurt week 1. It appears Cooper Kupp might be hurt week 2. The Rams were 2 of 11 on third down. Rams are now 0-2. And
you recall when everybody was like having this great conversation about guys not shouldn't play in the preseason? And I kept saying, wait till the first 2 seasons, 3 seasons of the week, and let's see how many injuries we have. Are we over 20 already?
Oh, my gosh. That graphic they showed on McAfee earlier, yeah. I think we're at 30 from yesterday.
Yeah, so you're talking to – and listen, man, everybody, you can tell me what you want, but if you're not practicing football, you're not going to be ready for football. And normally when you start getting ready for football, trying to go full speed, after not going full speed, people get hurt.
Shout out to Andy High. He just texted me and said he'll go to the Caps 50 celebration.
Have fun, Andy.
The problem, I don't know that I'll be able to get tickets. I'm just going to be honest.
See, Andy, he's done a bet. He weaseled his way out of it now.
I think, listen, the Raiders beating the Ravens in Baltimore is probably the most surprising result yesterday.
I saw that game close, and I immediately said, there's no chance in hell that they're going to lose to the Raiders. But their coach knows how to coach. He knows how to get people motivated. Oh, Antonio.
I think he is really good in a situation coming off a loss. And they look bad week 1, and he's going to get that turned around. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm with that.
But the Niners going to Minnesota and losing. Vikings are now 2-0. Sam Darnold has been really productive through two games.
Sam Darnold is telling Landfill, one finger salute, son.
The Niners, man, it was a pretty even matchup, and they had turnovers, but so it.
And I don't want to hear that. What's called in play? McCaffrey didn't play the first game either.
No.
Yeah.
And the other team starting Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Landfill, what do you make of the 2-0 Minnesota Vikings with your boy Sammy D starting QB?
I mean. It's unexpected.
I think that's safe to say.
Horrifying, maybe even.
Why? Maybe this is finally his time.
Maybe it's his year. He finally saw that light bulb go off.
Yeah, maybe he's going to have his second good year since leaving high school.
you know who helps? Justin Jefferson, who can take a – I mean, it was a hell of a ball.
Wasn't he hurt too?
Well, I mean, he had a 97-yard house call early on in this thing.
Yeah, in the first week.
Yeah, they were saying he had a quad thing, I think.
Yeah, contusion.
Darnold's balling, Lamphill.
I might have underestimated just how incompetent the Jets and Panthers are.
I don't know that we need to live in the past. I don't know that we do. But when you fire Jay Gruden and you go to Bill Callahan and then you let Kevin O'Connell walk, like, we've seen a lot of offensive minds walk as coaches.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder if O'Connell was able to grow into the head coaching role here, how it would look, because that offense cooks and has cooked with a lot of different quarterbacks. KOC seems to have his finger on the pulse when it comes to offensive football. And Darnold, we'll see, man. You don't want to get – it's two games in and there's a lot of football left.
Yep.
But Darnold is fifth in the NFL in QB rating.
Hey, man, he's mad at Lamphill talking all that trash about
him. He heard you. You ever see the Jamie Foxx stand-up when he does his Mike Tyson impression? I heard you talking. Jets get a win. They needed it. New England, feisty, lose to the Seahawks at home.
They're feisty, though.
They are feisty.
See, the thing about it, like, we thought they were god-awful. Like, they wouldn't even much be having a chance. They play.
How about, I think the Raiders is the most surprising win. Kansas City beating the Bengals at home, that's always a tough game. But the most surprising win, I think, might be the Bucks going to Detroit and winning outright on the road.
Yeah, I basically thought Detroit would win that game, but they matched the intensity and the physicalness.
You think Tampa's something?
After 4 weeks, we're going to start seeing.
But they're tracking towards something.
Yeah, but I always tell you, Jay, 4 weeks. But, you know, you want me to tell you after the first
all
week?
All I said was tracking.
Week,
they're tracking.
You already gone for it. I can tell the way
I
you
just said they're
I can
tracking.
Tell the way you saying it, you already buying in.
I've seen them in person,
mm-hmm.
and they got horses on offense, okay. and they're physical on defense.
All right.
And to go to Detroit and win like that. Now, I think Dan Campbell made some blunders. Does a coach.
That's not anything new. You know, Dan's going to make. He's going to be. Aggressive to a fault.
Serious question. I know we got a break. Serious question, B.
Yo.
A guy like Campbell who has rebuilt this Lions team into a contender largely with this like ruthless aggression.
Uh-huh.
Once you have a talented team where perhaps you had to be super aggressive all the time when you didn't have the pieces, right?
Yep.
But now you've got a lot of talent. Does he have to adapt?
He has to adapt, but he can't ever lose the aggressiveness, but he can't be stupid with it. And he's been stupid with it. Starting in the playoff game last year.
Barry Sverluga joins us next.